I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who do you love?
Indy and New England. I'll go over 50.5 in the Thursday night game.
You're right.
Seattle plus 7.5 against the Rams. So I'll take the Seahawks plus the 7.5.
You're right.
I'm going against Andy Reid. I'll take the Jaguars plus the 3. I love the Jaguars plus the 3 in Kansas City.
Wrong.
We start with the Red River Shootout. I love the Longhorns getting 7.5.
You're right.
Florida hosting LSU. I love the Gators getting 3 at home.
You're all right.
I still like Notre Dame to win this one, but 7 is way too many. I love the Hokies to cover.
Nope.
The Rams are a 7.5-point favorite at Seattle Sunday. Well, I'm going with the Rams minus 7.5.
Wrong.
The Chargers are laying 4.5 at home against the Raiders, and I love the Chargers in that one.
You're right.
And my first 4-star play of the season.
4! A record!
Patriots are laying 11 against the Colts at Gillette. I love New England.
You're right.
Yeah, who do you love?
For 18 years, this has been Chicago's foremost football handicapping Friday afternoon segment. It's McNeil. It hasn't been anything. It's McNeil and Parkins with our weekly picks.
I think you were right the first time.
A look at what's going on at the wagering window. Parkins, you heard it last week, going 2-1 to up his season mark to 6-7-2. George has a question for you, Parksy.
Mac, I'm so glad you asked. Home dogs are 16-7 this year against the spread. I've got one of those that I like and one that I can't go with. I can't take the Browns at that number. Chargers are only laying 1 in Cleveland. Cleveland, nice story, better, they're improved. I've loved the Chargers all year. I think they go into Cleveland and win. That means they cover the 1. The home dog that I like this week, the Titans plus 3 at home against Baltimore. Baltimore's fine. They're solid. The Titans are inconsistent. They play better at home. Mariota, a couple weeks removed from that injury. You're giving the Titans plus the 3. I think they win outright. I'll probably be on them with the money line, but I love the Titans plus 3. And then we saw this up close and personal, how bad Tampa Bay's secondary is. Their season officially is over if they drop to 1-5 and lose this game. There is a massive amount of disrespect for an offense that should be able to move the ball better than they can. But in the dome, they can be very effective. The Falcons are only laying 3 points at home against that Tampa Bay secondary. I think Julio Jones gets into the end zone. He joins Calvin Ridley. I love the Falcons minus 3.
Who do you love?
Nick Chapkowski, College Nicky, 2-1 last week. He and I share the lead, both 8-7 on the season. Lonesome George has a question.
Amazing. I get away from the NFL. I start picking college, and I actually start getting a winning record in this thing. We start out west. USC has been a big-time disappointment this year. 3-2 isn't awful, but for a team that's supposed to be top 10, not so great. They're 1-4 against the spread. The one cover because of a late missed field goal, or missed extra point at Arizona. The Trojans just 4-15-1 against the number in their last 20. No reason they should be a 7-point favorite this week over an unbeaten Colorado team. I love the Buffaloes. Moving on locally here, Northwestern, one of the stranger teams you're going to find. They lose at home to Akron. They go on the road last week. They win in Michigan State, a place that's not always the easiest to figure out and to win. I can't figure out this Northwestern team, which means I don't have confidence in them tomorrow. I love Nebraska getting 3.5. And finally, since 2011, it's a 101-game sample for the Wisconsin Badgers. They've lost by 10 or more points just twice. Once to Ohio State in 2014, once to Alabama in 2015. Both those teams won national championships. The Badgers getting 9.5 at Michigan. The Wolverines, that's not a national championship caliber team. I love Wisconsin.
Yeah, who do you love?
sticking to what he knows. Excuse me. College football. That's what he knows. So that's what he's going to go with.
It's treated him well.
2-1 for me last week. 8-7 on the season.
Who do you love?
I'll start you tomorrow. I don't play many college games. I think I've only bet on 3 college games this year, and I've only given one out here on the show. Illinois is a 10.5-point underdog tomorrow against Purdue. Purdue can put some points on the board, and if David Blau, their 12-year quarterback, is looking at this as a grudge game because Illinois, outside of the confines of the rules, busted up his ankle last year, and that's motivation for him. Purdue's a much better club. I'm laying the 10.5 tomorrow in Champaign. The Redskins looked bad against the Saints Monday night. Couple that with the ride home, the short work week, Carolina Panthers going in, getting a point. I don't think Carolina's a great football team yet. I don't like their quarterback the way he's been going lately. But getting a point against the Redskins, yeah, I'll take Carolina there. And Sunday night, the eyes of the world on Patrick Mahomes as he makes the big trip to Gillette Stadium, where quarterbacks under the age of 25 are 1-41, since 0-2. Patriots are laying 3. They have looked fantastic 2 weeks consecutively. -3, I love New England.
Yeah, who do you love?
How can you not?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.